Hey beautiful people, it's your girl Sienna Cruz here, back with another dose of morning magic. Today, we're diving into something super important: how to set healthy boundaries with technology and social media. Raise your hand if you've ever scrolled for way too long, checked your phone first thing in the morning guilty, or felt that nagging urge to reply to a notification even when you know you should be doing something else. Yeah, we're all there. It's so easy to get sucked into the digital vortex, but trust me, taking control of our tech habits can seriously transform your day and your life. First things first, understand that these boundaries aren't about demonizing technology or social media, it's about using them intentionally and consciously. You know that feeling when you're truly present in a moment, enjoying a conversation, or just soaking up the sun? That's what we're aiming for. It's like having a delicious dessert, it's great in moderation, but overdoing it can leave you feeling blah. So how do we set these boundaries? Here are 5 golden nuggets to level up your tech game. 1. Curate your feed. Ever notice how some social media accounts leave you feeling energized and inspired, while others drain you like a swamp monster? That's why it's crucial to curate your feed like a VIP playlist, only the good stuff. And follow anything that doesn't serve your higher self. Remember, your digital space should reflect your values and aspirations, not someone else's curated version of perfection. 2. Schedule your social media time. Treat social media like a date you wouldn't want to miss. You wouldn't just wander around aimlessly for hours, would you? Set specific times for checking your feed, maybe first thing in the morning, during your lunch break, or before bed. Think of it like scheduling that workout session or coffee catch-up with your bestie, it's important. 3. The power of notifications off. I'm telling you, those little red badges are tiny sirens luring you back into the digital abyss. Turn off non-essential notifications. Seriously, do you really need to be notified every time someone likes a picture from 3 years ago? Give yourself permission to disconnect and truly focus on what's happening in your real world. 4. Phone-free zones. Create sacred spaces where your phone is strictly off-limits, like the dinner table, your bedroom, or even during your morning meditation. This allows for deeper connection with yourself and those around you, plus it helps train your brain to be more present. Think of it as a mini digital detox every day. 5. The joy of offline activities. Remember that feeling of pure joy when you were lost in a good book, building a fort with pillows, or simply gazing at the clouds? Reconnect with those offline activities that bring you genuine happiness. Go for a walk, paint, dance like nobody's watching, or just sit and listen to the sounds of nature. Your mind and soul will thank you. Okay, real talk, picture this. You're having a beautiful morning coffee with a friend, catching up on life. Suddenly, your phone buzzes incessantly, notifications popping up like fireworks. Your friend notices, smiles kindly, and says, "Hey, maybe put that phone away for a bit. It seems like you're really present here, let's enjoy this moment together." That moment of self-awareness, choosing to be fully present instead of reaching for your phone, is a powerful boundary in action. You're taking control of your time and attention, prioritizing genuine connection over digital distractions. And guess what? Your friend will appreciate it. So remember, beautiful people, tech boundaries aren't about deprivation, they're about empowerment. By setting these boundaries, you reclaim your time, energy, and focus, allowing yourself to truly thrive in the offline world. And that's a win-win. Ready to level up your digital game? Share this episode with your friends, leave a review, and let me know what you think. I'd love to hear your insights. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.